live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us and be part of the show. You want to be part of the show? Come on. You can be. We did play a little bit earlier. We played What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence, and got a nice response, and got some great insight on stuff going on in the world. 713-780-3776, the number. Ariante, you know, you were talking about that. If I'm Ariante right now, I want to get in there and I want to prove, because from what we saw from the off season so far, Ariante is not part of the plan this year.
Well, how can he be when he, and look, I'm his agent. I'm not letting him hit the field without a contract either.
Yeah.
I'm not risking that.
No, hell no. No.
So,
but I don't know that you can make many demands right now.
No, that's the problem. I don't think a lot of people understand. There's no real leverage for the players. I mean, ultimately, you have a limited amount of time for you to make your money in the NFL. And the teams have the leverage on this. Now, that could change. There are going to be some teams who will let their second rounders sit out the whole season and lose an entire year of their. You still have your rights, so it doesn't make any sense. We'll see what happens. This is an interesting battle. I don't really have an opinion on it other than to say, I recognize that Nick Caserio doing a fully guaranteed deal with Jaden Higgins completely disrupted the marketplace, and I don't know what the solution is now, because these are typically guys who are going to be counted on. Second rounders are counted on. The Texans need a left tackle. They need him in there getting reps at camp. They need Ariante Ursary in there in camp, because you're right, he's not going to get reps in a regular season.
No.
Not without it. It's hard enough when you miss rookie camp and you miss all. Like, what's he going to do? What's he going to do? This is going to be a wasted year, but at least you want him in there getting the mental reps, getting some reps on the practice field in camp. It's really important for him, because they're probably hoping he's their left tackle of the future. He's a second rounder. That's not nothing. He's a top 50 pick. Like, there is hopes that he's going to be the left tackle of the future, obviously, or right tackle of the future. But I just know that, you know, I don't think Cam Robinson's the final solution. So if it's Ursary, you're in a tough spot, because if you're Nick, you gave a contract out that now is keeping your other second rounder out. And his agent has to fight for this. Like, his agent has to fight for a fully guaranteed deal. But at the end of the day, his agent probably needs to back off and get his guy in camp, because in the long run, it's more important that he learns to play the position quickly. And you're not going to do that if you're not in camp. Like, he can't afford to miss a camp. Ursary has to eventually come in.
No. He'll be so far behind. If he misses camp, he'll be so far. He won't play it down. He won't play it down this year. Not that I don't know, with the veterans that you brought in, that with Brown and Robinson, and you know, Fisher has a year, and if need be, you can't put Ariante Ursary out on the edge and let CJ get. You can't do that.
No.
So, yeah, he needs to get as many reps as possible. Otherwise, he's going to be holding a bag all year, just holding the dummy, the pad all year long while everybody else is practicing. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You agree with this? Okay. Because we just did the quarterbacks. I don't even know if I want to. Bleacher Report put out their top 100 basketball player, NBA players of all time. He had Michael 1, LeBron 2, Kareem, Magic, Bill Russell, Shaq, Duncan, Bird, Wilt, Steph, Kobe at 11. Steph at 10 is stupid.
Why?
Because Steph should be way higher.
Okay. I respect that. I thought you were going to say it's 2. Steph has proven himself. What more can he do?
Steph changed the game. Steph has won championships. Steph has been has been one of the great players in NBA history. Not that any of those guys aren't, but Steph has done more than Larry Bird did.
Championships, yeah, I mean, he has.
Yeah.
He's won championships, right? He has changed a game, but it's more than that. He's a shooter of just, he's the greatest shooter in the history of the sport. He's tremendous as a scorer, and he's been a winner. Like, he's won an Olympic gold medal. Well, the Olympic gold medal shouldn't matter for NBA, but he's all NBA player. He's a multi-time champion. He's an MVP. Like, what box doesn't he check? If you start having people, well, he's not a two-way player. No, come on. We have a lot of great players who weren't two-way players, really, who weren't able to. Steph is not a great defensive player, but he more than makes up for it with being an elite offensive threat.
Elite.
And a guy who teams had to literally, like, he can play the one or the two. He can play either guard position, and you had to have entire defensive concepts structured around how you're going to stop Steph Curry. We know it because we saw it with the Rockets. The Rockets had to figure out how they were going to defend Steph Curry. He's, when you have a guy who has to be game plan for, and not just in a small way, but in a major way, or you can't beat them. I mean, Steph Curry is one of the all-time Rocket killers. All-time Rocket killers.
Oh, God.
It doesn't matter. Forever, he's been a Rocket killer. So I've got tremendous respect for him, and I do think he belongs in the top 10 of all time.
Yeah.
Easily in the top 10.
Oh, easily. I think top five. Top five.
You can make that argument.
Yep. No,
Now, some people are going to say it's a matter of where you value. You know, other people are going to say, hey, listen, I know Bill Russell or Kareem, or they'll go to the bigs, Olajuwon, and they'll say they had, like, Olajuwon, I could make an argument for Dream, two-time champ, was an MVP, you know, had an impact on, was the number one scorer.
At a time when
rebounds,
centers were.
Blocked shots, assists, like.
Fantastic
position. Steals, Dream chalked up a ton of, you can make the argument, depending on how you want to argue it, for a lot of different players. I don't know if championships. I mean, I don't consider Charles Barkley one of the top 10 players of all time, for example. There's just getting to be too many players.
Yeah.
LeBron has to be in there. Kobe, I guess, has to be in there. For a lot of people, they say Kobe in there. But, I mean, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had an unstoppable shot. Kareem had an unstoppable shot. Wilt Chamberlain is the most dominant player. Wilt Chamberlain changed the game, too. And I know who he played against. Wilt Chamberlain could have played in today's era. 50 years later, Wilt Chamberlain could play. Trust me.
He didn't have the titles, though. I mean, he didn't.
Yeah,
he didn't
that hurt somebody. That's back when they only had like 8 to 10 teams.
Right.
And there was no free agency. The Celtics literally had the same team every freaking year.
I wonder what Laker fans would think of Magic being 4th and Kobe being 11th. Kareem.
Depends on their age.
Kareem, Magic, and Kobe. Some, you know, that's. And Wilt, 4 Lakers up there. And in the top 11, but, well, Wilt played in a few different places, but, and so did Kareem, but yeah, I don't know. Not Dan Holden says Kobe at 11 is ridiculous, or no, Dustin said Kobe at 11 is dumb. I don't know. I don't know who I'm replacing him with. I'm certain, and I'm moving Steph up my chart. I think Steph is a top 5 player in the NBA, in NBA history. Yeah, Wilt changed the game. Bill Russell changed the game. Kareem changed the game.
Mm-hmm.
But Michael changed the game with his athleticism, although Dr. J was there before him. I don't know that we've seen a bigger change in basketball than what Steph Curry changed. How Steph Curry changed it.
And Steph was doing things like we've never seen a guy that could get shots off like him. Yeah. You couldn't give him any room to breathe at all, or Steph would kill you. He was clutch. I mean, he's a high-volume scorer. He's a clutch player. He played within a team structure because there were games where he would just take over when he needed to, but it's not like he was AI who was taking, you know, 27 shots a game or something like that. He just did what he needed to do. Yeah. Did you see him at the golf course when they had that basketball goal up and he was shooting from like 30 feet away on that goal? Yeah.
Yeah. And then the little kids he took pictures with. He's great.
So, yeah, he seems like a really likable dude.
Aaron Rodgers, not so much.
Nah, not likable.
Not so much. He got into it with a fan the other day who he wouldn't sign his autograph. He ain't signed. And you know what?
He's kind of known for that, by the way.
Yeah, well, kids, okay. But adults, I'm with him on this one. You're an adult. Stop it.
What about a selfie?
Huh?
What about a selfie with him?
Yeah, I guess. But leave him alone. I mean, leave him alone. What is that? I just don't get it. I don't get the pestering of athletes and famous people. I just don't get it. I just don't understand it.
What are you talking about? You pestered. Whose wife was that, Dell? The pitcher? It wasn't Phil Maton's
wife. Well, he didn't pester her. Oh. He was very excited about her husband.
Who?
And she noticed it.
Yeah.
I don't know which.
Who was that again?
I don't know. Some middling Astro starter.
Yeah. Remember, you were on the road. You were on the road.
I'm a big fan.
See, you're
pestering her. Oh, you did talk to her. I forgot.
Yeah, you did talk to her.
I didn't.
Who was the pitcher again?
I said one thing to her.
Who was the pitcher? Is it Graveman? Graveman?
No, it was a starter. I forgot who it was.
Was a starting pitcher?
He was in Boston there for a playoff game, I think. I forgot who it was.
Was it Janice Kikuchi?
Janice Kikuchi? Janice?
I don't know.
I don't know. Is that her name?
I don't know that. I don't know that he has a wife. I bet you her name's not Janice.
I'll bet probably it's not Janice.
It's
too.
Probably not. Yeah,
it no could be though. You don't know.
No, but forget it. Even if you throw out the fact that he's Japanese, how many Janices do you know?
Not that many, but maybe he married a 50,
especially younger.
I mean, yeah,
she'd have to be like 63 years old to be Janice.
Yeah, Kikuchi. I don't know if you marry a woman named Janice
maybe
at his
he
age.
Likes those gilfs. I don't know.
Well, not to marry
Gladys Kikuchi.
Ooh, that's. Gladys. You're not seeing any Gladyses.
Sure.
You're seeing no Gladyses, although some older names are coming back. Chelsea named her daughter Eleanor.
Eleanor.
Is she going to be called Ellie or Eleanor?
She's full-on Eleanor right now.
Probably. Okay.
She's full-on Eleanor, yeah.
Not Ellie?
They're bringing back some of the old names are making back. Not Frank.
I'm sure Ellie.
Like, the guys' names are always going to, moms are always going to want to have their little Austins and Quinns and whatever.
Brad Peacock? Was that the pitcher in question?
It was Brad Peacock. Yeah.
Brad Peacock. Oh, yeah. I forgot about Brad Peacock.
Brad Peacock. Yeah.
You obviously love him. You were hounding his wife.
Yeah. I was like,
I love him.
Can I have your autograph?
Love me some Brad Peacock. I mean, hey, not a lot of people said that to her, okay? So she should have been happy with me.
She was not, from what I remember.
No. Apparently she was just like,
What do you mean you love Brad? I barely love Brad. What do you mean you love Brad?
I mean, who could love Brad like that?
Well,
me?
Well, you're very passionate about your love for Brad Peacock.
I was. Yeah.
Overly so, apparently.
Yeah. Wait till I meet Devin Booker's wife.
Well, he has to get married first.
Oh. He's not married yet?
No. You know, the back
dragging
and forth.
His feet. Let's go.
Well, he's only 20.
Pick it up.
Eight. You know, the back and forth between him and Kendall. His wife might be Kendall Jenner. Just, they might get married like 3 years from now. They still date back off and on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So maybe when you meet Kendall in L.A.,
When Bob Dylan leaves her,
Chalamet? No, that's Kylie.
Oh, that's Kylie.
Kendall.
Oh, she's the better one.
Kendall's the one who dates.
Kendall's the skinnier one, right?
Yeah. Although Kylie's more like what you would have expected of a Jenner,
yeah,
as opposed to a Kardashian. She's reverted back a little bit to maybe what her natural self would have
Kylie?
Been like. Yes.
Well, she's still got the...
No, sure, but she is not...
She still added some...
Like it's a bad
thing. She added curves, right? I don't think they
I
were
believe so.
There.
But if you look at her now compared to maybe her Travis Scott era...
Oh, yeah, it's a little different.
It's a little different.
Well, her Travis Scott era versus her little Timothy
Chalamet
era.
Yes.
A little different vibe. Yeah. They're both skinny little guys.
Did you see the internet is none too pleased with Travis Kelce's new look?
How
he's transformed himself
since he's
for
with
Taylor.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had the I go to a black barber haircut when he was dating a black woman.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And okay, now he's
just
now
he's got, it's called code switching.
Yeah. Okay. Now he looks
whiter,
I guess.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
He looks more traditionally tight endish, I guess I would say. White tight. He fits in with Greg Olsen and George Kittle, less so a Darren Waller. Or Kyle Pitts now with the haircut. He fits in more with the guys that tied in you.
I got a feeling this is going to be one where he locks in on that. I don't think they're going to break up.
What?
Yeah.
You're predicting a Taylor Swift relationship goes to the very end?
Wow.
Yeah. And that's rare. That's like saying, if he does break up, we know a song's coming. But.
Well, to be fair to everyone involved, like unless you get married, every relationship, I guess, is a failure. And even that one can be a failure if it doesn't last the test of time.
No, sometimes it's an amicable parting, Dale.
No, but people will call it a failure. Like she's in her mid-30s. She's dated people. It's normal, honestly. It's just that she's really famous and she gets to sing about it. Like an unmarried woman who's 35 years old is not crazy.
No. But
let that man rebrand his hair.
I don't think he can rebrand his hair. I think you might be right. I don't think he's going to end that thing for sure. First of all, he doesn't want all the Swifties on him. Secondly,
yeah, you don't want that.
I mean, they are a wicked group. He's a good earner, but he ain't her.
No. What's worse?
That's a different lifestyle now.
The Bayhive or the Swifties? Who's worse? Because Beyoncé's are rough too. Well, hers or the Swifties? Because the Swifties or the BTS's?
Well, generally, the Bayhive seems to attack regular people because they're. Outside of the Jay-Z thing when he apparently
Beyoncé's fans are the Bayhive.
Yeah. Outside of Jay-Z, who apparently did some things he shouldn't have done in his marriage, they've been together for years now. And the Bayhive will go after individuals and maybe female artists. The Swifties will go on attack for any man who may have wronged Taylor. And there's been a lot of famous boyfriends over the last 15 years or so. So I would probably, if you're a famous guy, the Swifties are probably your biggest issue.
Yeah.
But if you're just a regular individual who may have said something negative about Beyonce, then the Bayhive is a dangerous front.
Yeah.
You better stay away from them. Me, I love them both. I think they're both great. Women empowerment, so on and so forth. Please, don't come after me. That's all I'm looking for.
No, I don't want any piece of either of them.
Longtime listener JJ says, Jared says, my stepdaughter named her daughter Lorna, and I taught with a 23-year-old named Mabel.
What?
I'd like to know where that came.
No.
23-year-old named Mabel.
There's no 23-year-old named Mabel. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Stop already. There's no such thing. Not even back at the turn of the century, 1900s.
Mabel.
Not in 1903, there were no 23-year-olds. Telling
you, they're bringing some old school stuff.
I'm watching the Gilded Age, which is about the turn of the century, in some ways.
Is there a Mabel in there?
There's a Gladys.
There's a Gladys. Yeah.
Yes, but absolutely. I haven't seen a Mabel as of yet.
There's no such thing. You're immediately 60 years old if your name's Mabel.
Not now. I'm telling you, for women, for girls, they're bringing old names back. For guys, you're not ever going to see. You know, Frank is done. That's really not coming
Frank
back.
Frank is done?
Yeah, you can't name a little boy Frank. Hey, what's your little boy's name?
I got a daughter named Frank.
You'd have to say Frankie. Yeah. Like, you can't just say Frank. Like, here's a two-year-old. Hey, what's your two-year-old's name? Well, that's Frank.
It's Frankie.
It's off-putting to call a little boy a two-year-old Frank. You have to say Frankie. You can't say Frank.
So here's some of the names
little Frank?
Of that era that are probably long since passed. There's a Bertha. In the Gilded Age, there's a Gladys. There's a Agnes. Do we know any Agneses?
I'm not hitting any of those.
What?
Well, that's what
just by name. Just the name alone is gross.
Well, it was
Agnes,
gilded.
Gladys,
the Gilded Age.
Bertha. Who else?
What did I say?
Terrible.
Gladys, Bertha, Agnes. What about a Ada?
Ada?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see
that's
today.
All right. Yeah, that's all right. Ada, you could see.
A Marion.
Marion.
Marion, well, you had Marion Jones.
That's true.
Is it Marion?
No, it's Marion with an A. Marion.
Yeah, I could see that.
Marianne?
Marion.
Gladys.
No.
Show me a hot Gladys in history.
I can't speak to that.
Bertha. What goes with Bertha?
I actually said it.
Bertha. And why? Oh, there was a driver called Big Bertha, right?
Yeah.
It was the first big head.
Yeah, that
it was
changed
the first the, big head
big
driver.
Big Bertha changed the game.
Yeah.
Big Bertha changed. It went from you could buy a driver, and now today you just have to rent them because they're so expensive.
Is it that, oh, they're that expensive?
God, they're ridiculous. They're ridiculous. Drivers are ridiculous right now.
Really?
Yeah, they're the first ones that. But they. Big Bertha, actually, absolutely. Everybody had to have a Big Bertha when they first came out. And then because you could hit a far. They started the giant head drivers, and
Callaway pre-owned. Yep. Here they are, Big Bertha Fairway Woods.
Yep. And then they put those gigantic irons out too, the Big Bertha irons. Oh, I had them. Yeah, you couldn't possibly miss the ball because of
you a Big Bertha, John, a 3-wood for $128.99, like new.
Like new.
Well, it's used.
Thank you. Yeah, like new. What about new and used cars over at Gulf Coast Chevy?
Oh, Gulf Coast Chevy has pre-owned vehicles. You can go to the website gulfcoastchevy.gulfcoastchevybuickgmc.com and You can go see the entire stock that they have, including pre-owned. We took a look at pre-owned when we were going to get my son Alex's vehicle, but we ended up going with a lease on the Buick Envision, and that was a great opportunity they had there. You know, they had at Gulf Coast, they have new programs every single month, and that's what you're looking for is, what are the new programs? What's available to me right now? I'm going to give you an example right now, something they have going on for the month of July. On the Buick side, you've got a chance for well-qualified buyers to get 0.9% APR financing plus up to $3,000 in purchase allowances for current eligible non-GM owners and lessees. And that savings goes to the 2025 Buick models like the Envision, the Encore, the GX, and the Envista and Enclave. I'm driving the Buick Enclave. Love the way it handles. It is a terrific seven-seat vehicle. The Envision is great as a five-seater. That's what my son is driving, and that handles exceptionally well. Buick has really nice vehicles, not just on the exterior, but the interior as well. Check them out for yourself. Buick is exceptional by design, and you can find it out for yourself with a test drive at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on the show. We got Tony wants to get in here and talk about young girls with old lady names. Tony, what's up?
Yes. So here it is. I've done a little bit of research onto this, and Lance is right. And here's the science behind it, John, is that think of all the hot girl names from when we were younger. You know, you got like Lisa's, Stephanie's, and Rachel's. Those now are the grandmothers of young girls now. So they associate for those former hot girl names with their grandmas. So they're going a full 180-degree opposite of that. So that's why you get Mabel's and Ethel's and stuff like that.
Because the hot girls now want they don't want that for their grandkids.
Well, you okay. Got it. He said what he said.
Yeah. Mabel, Ethel. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't feel like you're going to be hot if you're that kid that you name Ethel, she's just going to be an Ethel. I kind of feel like, you mm-hmm. know.
So you think names the matter. Name will cause whatever that person was supposed to look like to morph into the name?
Yeah.
Where do you stand on an olive?
Olive?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got some potential.
I'm better with Olivia.
Sure.
That's olive's got some olive, potential, yeah.
Olive oil?
Well, I don't know about
just
that.
Olive?
Just olive.
Huh.
Do you immediately think, well, what would you think?
Porky, hog, fat ass, double wide, butterball.
Do you
butter
think
ball.
That when you hear olive, or do you
no,
think?
No, I think the other way.
You think too thin because of olive oil?
Yeah, because of olive oil.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, no. Olive, no. I don't know. Gertrude kind of sounds
Gertrude?
Like, yeah. Well, that's
have you met a Gertrude?
There are Gertrudes
younger,
out there.
Younger than 70?
Especially in his country. Gertrude.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been watching the Euros for the women. Have not heard Gertrude mentioned as a name for the German national team.
Gertie? I bet there's a Gertie.
Yeah, there's a Gertie.
A Gert or Gertie, for sure.
Uh-huh. No question.
Gertrude. Yeah, they'll eventually bring that back, too.
No question. 713-780-3776. I didn't pitch a tent every time I talked about Brad Peacock.
Good Lord. Okay?
You don't have to repeat everything that's written to you.
Well, that's what Art said.
I know it. I read, I've seen it. I saw it, but I didn't bring it to the show.
Yeah. No, right. I mean, you don't have to do it. I mean, Art, clean it up. Clean it up, please.
So I'm looking at all the German women on the roster.
No Gertrude?
Not a Gertrude. Nope. A Carlotta.
Oh, Carlotta now. I mean, that sounds...
A Selena.
See, Carlotta and Selena, they sound like they do stuff.
I just don't know what they look like. I'm just looking at a name. So I can't speak to what they do or what they don't do.
Should not have done this.
Yeah. Yeah, they just don't. I hate the way people are throwing Sophie Cunningham around in these games.
Oh, just beating her up?
Yeah. I mean, she's...
What?
Poor Sophie. I guess she got thrown to the floor. Poor and she Sophie. Came. She got back up.
Poor girl.
But she was going to get her ass kicked after this.
Oh, she knows. Do you know she's like a black belt in Taekwondo or something
is
like
she?
That? Is she? Yes. Go look that up. That's the joke, is that Sophie Cunningham is hoping that she gets into a fight every game.
I mean, she got thrown to the floor and people got in between them.
You see how good, by the way, you see how good Angel Reese is playing?
Yeah.
Like 24-17, 26-14. Like, she's got really good numbers right now.
Did you see when she got drafted in the WNBA All-Star Draft?
No.
Caitlin Clark was one, and who was the other? I don't know, some Kelsey or something from another team. From the Lynx. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Anyway, they went through the starters and they picked all their and then they went to the reserves and like she got picked like sixth out of the reserves because Caitlin kept passing on her.
Well, yeah. Sure.
I mean, if you ain't gonna like me, I ain't gonna put you on my team.
Yeah, what's the point?
So this bothers me. This is why I have a hard time with Taekwondo. That's why it's called a belt mill. Sophie Cunningham does have a black belt in Taekwondo. You know, my son is in Gracie Baja Jiu-Jitsu. He has been there for a year. He's gotten two stripes on his white belt. And he's really coming along. Like, you can't – they will not give you anything unless they think you're good enough to – Sophie Cunningham earned her black belt at the age of six. If you can get a black belt by the age of six because you've tested, you do your testing where you do the and then you – that's not – great. There's some great Taekwondo fighters. They've got some violent kicks and all that stuff. You can't be a 6-year-old getting a black belt. I can't take that serious. I could beat the piss out of any 6-year-old. Lance beat up another black belt. There I am. Another championship over a black belt.
Where would you rank that as far as career accomplishments, beating up a 6-year-old black belt?
Well, I'd leave the 6-year-old part out and just say Lance beat up a black belt.
Right.
Because it would be true.
But they were six.
Yeah, but you don't have – well, then don't give them black belts.
Okay. And I say
that. You got a black belt and you're 6 years old, you got to come see
me. Getting a black belt –
I'm the boss. What is it called? The boss level? What is a kill screen? Not the boss level, but the – in video games.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It's not coming to me yet.
Yeah.
Do you think getting a black belt means you can beat people up, or are you
achieve something? Okay, John. When we grew up, if you're a black belt, you got to be the badass.
I know what it suggests, but is that when you ask someone in martial arts what it means? It means you can. Does it mean you can beat people up?
No, it means that you're dangerous. Don't mess with them. Don't mess with the black belt. Yeah. Period. If you hear somebody's got a black belt, now if you tell me this 6-year-old girl has a black belt, I'm going to have to assume that she's the most deadly 6-year-old that's walked the face of the earth.
Yep.
But you have to accept that my son Drake was in Taekwondo. Now he's an actual Muay Thai kickboxer. But when he was in Taekwondo and they broke a board and he went running, but this teacher's in Sugarland and it was such a racket. They're like, okay, wow, he's got a chance to move up. He's got to go to his testing. So if you'll give me $65 for the testing fee, he can try to get his next belt. And I'm like, wait a minute. Doesn't he have to fight some kids or something? Doesn't he have to earn this through combat? No, he's just testing. He just has to do the different moves and any tests. Like, but you also pay for it. I'm like, wait a minute. And you also need to be paying us monthly. We're going to draft that out of your checking account. I'm like, hold on a second. He pays to test to get a belt? Like, so theoretically, if I keep forking out that money, I can buy a black belt for him?
Pretty much.
Yeah, but aren't there degrees of black belt? Like, you can be a first degree.
Not in jiu-jitsu. You're either a black belt or you're not in Gracie jiu-jitsu. You're a black belt or you're not. If you are one, you better be able to beat everyone. You better be able to beat those brown belts. And the brown belts are rugged. I'm in there watching these guys, and I'm like, yeah, even 2 months, I'm probably not doing
so
this.
So you can be a sensei once you've gotten a third degree in black belt. So Sophie Cunningham is not a sensei.
She's a first-degree black belt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There are levels to black
belt. Oh, okay.
So you're not even a master just because you have a first degree.
Okay.
So maybe the six-year-old as a black belt doesn't mean as much as you think.
Well, it never meant anything to me. A black belt six-year-old, all I could think of was, I just don't know if I can take this serious. Because black belt, growing up, you just think, you know, first of all, everyone thought Bruce Lee was the toughest person that's ever lived, period. And that he could knock your heart out with one, like, two-inch punch with his fingers.
Bruce Lee, yeah.
Boom, and then you have a heart attack and you die. Yep.
Sure, yeah. What John did, yes.
And you could snatch out your heart and show it to you before you die.
That's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
He was.
Yeah. His fingers could rip in through your skin and through your breastplate and pull out your heart.
Yes.
Like, that's black belt stuff. Not kicking a board with your feet and you break three boards and you get a green belt now, as long as you pay your $65 testing fee. Bruce Lee paid for no testing fees. Like, well, and what? And Bruce Lee's dad is like, Bruce, I'm just telling you, they keep deducting money out of our checking account every month. We need you to get to the black belt.
Well, here's more fodder for you to not take black belt seriously.
Wait. I take almost all black belts seriously, except the one where kids can test it.
By the way, a black belt only indicates competence, not even expertise, according to...
What?
Yeah, it's supposed to be about discipline, dedication, but it doesn't really mean expertise, particularly first degree. It's like, oh, you're competent in these skills. You get at a certain level, you get a black belt.
Oh,
so it doesn't mean as much as you've always thought.
Well, I always thought like black. That. Well, I can tell you in most martial arts, if you get a black belt, you're a serious dude or woman, and you have been in some scraps.
There's some black belts out there right now.
Yeah, listening. I guarantee you, we could get a black belt to call in, and they would. And they would tell you to shut your dirty
mouth. I'm just going.
Yeah, you're filthy mouth.
I'm not saying they aren't badasses. I'm just saying.
If you're a black belt, 713-780-3776. Can you beat a six-year-old girl who's a black belt? 713-780.
Should a 25-year-old black belt be able to beat a six-year-old black belt?
Should we even take Sophie Cunningham seriously as an enforcer now since she was a black belt when she was six? Does she keep going?
I don't know.
I can't give her this. I can't just say, oh, she's Caitlin Clark's goon. Because she's got a black belt. When that's what I just kept thinking. She's a black belt, and then I realized.
When's she ever going to use her skills on the
belt? Well, she did. An enforcer. She pushed that girl's head. And
yeah,
threw it out of the
she did look kind of physical then.
Was
I
that
admit.
Black belt stuff or just?
I think that was just. Why is this a girl scrap? Was on the run and she just let her and threw
just,
her to the ground.
Just shoved her to the ground.
She got shoved to the ground. She got thrown to the ground the other day though, and the girl was laughing at her, and Sophie got up, wanted some, but everybody got in the way. I mean, I would like
shame.
To have seen that. If she's a black belt.
How often is that noise made?
All the time.
Not often.
Yeah.
Not often.
Beyond people mimicking Bruce Lee, how often is that noise made?
That's what you do. Are we okay with...
That's more... He doesn't usually do that with anything. Usually it's... But that's what Bruce Lee would do.
He did.
When Bruce Lee did it, he was like, I need to get out of here.
Everybody was like, karate. It's totally sweet. Are we okay with Klay Thompson and Megan Thee Stallion?
Oh, yeah. If you missed it, everyone, those two are dating.
Yeah.
What?
Hard launched over the weekend.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson.
Yes. And
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes.
Isn't his life
are you
good
mad?
Enough?
Is that a light skin win, Del? Are you upset?
I'm not mad.
Happy?
I don't ever get upset about that unless it's Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
I don't like Josh Allen dating Spider-Gwen or Haley Steinfeld. Because I don't like happiness for a Buffalo Bills quarterback. But other than that, I don't care whoever's dating who. I don't care.
That's odd.
Why?
I thought he was calling Josh Allen light-skinned.
No.
Yeah,
Josh Allen.
Whitey, you don't want Whitey.
You just don't want her with somebody you like.
No.
And that's like with me with the
Dua
Lipa thing.
No.
And I'm happily married.
Josh Allen has caused me enough misery over the last half decade. I don't want him to be happy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. And he got, did they get married?
He's got money.
They got
married.
I'm not pushing back on it shouldn't happen. I'm not surprised it happened. I just don't want it to happen.
But do you think Megan and Clay are going to get married? I just don't see marriage in the future.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
You don't know.
Russell Westbrook.
I'll put a little something on it. I'll bet there's a better chance Travis Kelce.
This Travis Kelce thing has lasted a lot longer than I thought.
Yeah, that's why I think it's going to.
Russell Wilson got Sierra, so who knows?
Yeah, but he's got
what?
Good boy game.
Well,
she was looking for a good boy. She had had enough.
You think Megan Thee Stallion may not be looking for a settled individual to be with now?
How much older is Clay than her?
Didn't somebody say, is Russell Wilson really black? Is that?
I'm not getting
he's
involved
in that.
He's got
a white mom, but yeah.
Okay.
Megan, I don't know how old.
She's 30.
And Clay's like 35, 34, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a giant age gap. Let those two be happy, Lance.
Yeah, yeah. He's 35.
Yeah.
He's 35.
That's a reasonable time at 30.
Yeah, absolutely. That's reasonable.
And if she wants to date a multimillionaire, four-time champion, so be it.
Yeah. I mean.
And maybe marry him, so be it.
Yeah, but how's his jumper now?
Probably wet.
It's good enough that he's still getting paid millions of dollars.
He's got wet jumper.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Whoa.
Don't do it.
Wow.
Don't do it.
Wow.
Hold on.
Was she in that video?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, Megan was in there with, first it's Cardi B, and then Megan comes in. I'm going to do a choke. I'm going to do a choke. You're going to make, on the back of my throat. And I'm like, hey.
Whoa.
My daughter's listening to this.
Why would your daughter be listening?
She shouldn't be, actually. No, even the clean version's dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What clean version of wet can be on radio? What clean version?
I don't listen to
it. It's not a clean version. It can't be. The subject matters. There's nothing clean you can do with the subject matter.
What? Parking something in a garage is not clean?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, but I don't think. I think that's a euphemism.
Big
is
Mac,
it?
Yeah. The Mack truck inside this little garage. Yeah. Just because you rhyme it doesn't mean that in the video. And Kylie Jenner isn't in that video.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Did you not see that video, Del? You might want to watch it.
I probably saw it like once. I don't remember it.
Now, grown people like me can see the video, and that's fine. I still need my daughter seeing it.
No.
Would it be the greatest compliment if a woman associated you with a Mack truck?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, calling it the whole thing is a euphemism.
So
there's snake references.
Yes. Would you prefer saying you have a bubble or you have a Mack truck?
Oh.
Not a bubble.
Well, you say that about yourself.
Yeah.
It's because my wife says that's because she gives me the Taylor Swift treatment.
What is that? What?
Pancake booty.
Why do you keep attacking Taylor Swift?
Because you say pancake booty.
I don't say it about her.
John, is he lying? He's afraid of Swifties. You're afraid of Swifties is why you say it. You always say she's got a pancake booty.
No, I don't.
You said it twice today, I think.
He said that.
I'm pretty sure.
I've never said it.
I heard it somewhere.
No, you didn't.
He does this. He does the movement for flat.
Right, yeah.
Universal movement for flat booty.
Prove a time where I said that about her.
I can't, because John saw it, and he is my reference.
Yep.
John didn't see it. He's just going. Don't you know how John operates? Depending on who we're talking about and who's being slandered, he goes with that.
Yep. Pretty much. Pretty much. Doesn't matter. If you're being slandered, I'm on that. I'm on the other side.
Yeah. Tomorrow it'll be you.
Yep. Yep. Certainly will. 9:54, time for me to talk about AirTeamLTD.com. Air Team is heading to my house, as a matter of fact. I was a big dummy. Well, I haven't been there in a while, and guess what? When they tried to turn the air on, we haven't lived there in a while now. Nobody had lived there, so we didn't try to turn it on. Not working. Not the new ones that Air Team put in. It's another one, and holy crap, got to put that in now. And Air Team, I fully trust Air Team to do the best job. I mean, I got me a great price. It ain't cheap replacing air conditioners. So I advise you to do this. Have Air Team come to your house and make sure that everything is in great working order, because a little thing could ruin your compressor. Ruins your compressor, and you got to redo, and you got to replace it. And right now, you got to have air conditioning. You got no choice. So guess what's going to happen? You are going to have to replace it. I'm having to replace mine, and it sucks. But you know what? Air Team is making as easy as possible. They're providing a guarantee for 100% satisfaction on every single service, all of their cooling systems. I'm telling you, they've got every different product that you could possibly want, and they've got the great people who are so knowledgeable. I'm telling you, they are awesome. You're looking for the best way to get that. Well, first of all, don't replace it if you don't. Get Air Team out to your house to make sure that your stuff is in great working order. 713-936-5346, 713-936-5346, or airteamltd.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Elon Musk says Grok's hate speech came from it being too eager to please. You feel like hate speech is really pleasing to the
ear? Well, you want to explain to people what happened?
Yeah, so Grok, apparently the newest version of Grok, which is his AI feature that answers questions, was pushing anti-Semitic tropes in the new release. Yeah, and they're like, eh. And so they took it down. And one of the big issues with AI that I've been told and I've read about and listened to in podcasts is that they will try to be there's a name for it where they try to please you, but that doesn't mean the answers are accurate. They're trying to give that gets positive feedback from the user. And so now so trying to please, who are you trying to, who exactly are you trying to please with anti-Semitic tropes?
Well, question. It depends. I mean, just do they have pro-Palestinian tweets? And so then Grok said, oh, watch this.
Well, this is really...
I can help you out.
I think this is more about the...
I believe...
Massive amounts of Nazis that have just started populating X. I see them all the time. I'm like, holy crap.
There's a lot of Nazi stuff going on?
Oh, my gosh.
Your people making a comeback, huh?
Wow.
They're not my people.
Wow.
Well, Germany...
No, the Bavarians left. We left. The Austrians left.
Well, I don't want to get into what happened then, but Grok at one point... Nice job by you, John. Grok at one point was taking shots at Elon and some of the things Elon likes, so people believe that in response to all the crap that Grok was doing to check Elon, that they went in there and switched some stuff up, and then you got this version
of
Grok.
He would make a comment, and they'd say, Grok, is this true? Like, no, not really. This seems to be a manufactured whatever. So Elon's like, oh, no.
No.
My own Grok.
They hate
is,
me.
My
even
Grok,
they hate me
my
now.
Grok is fact-checking me.
Even my Grok hates me now. Apparently, did you guys see the back in the day, chimpanzees used to put grass in their ears?
No.
And it became a fad kind of a thing with chimps or something?
Something went viral with chimps?
With chimps, yeah. Back in the day, they used to put grass and sticks in their ears. There's pictures of it. They got sticks in their grass in their ears.
Why?
Well, now
that?
They've changed it. They're sticking grass and sticks up their butt and walking around.
Oh.
Okay. Man. Do you think this is going to catch on
for
in the human
chimps?
World?
I don't know about the.
Why
human
are you walking
world?
Around like you got a stick up your butt?
Well, see, and because
that's where it comes from.
Because
I
you
don't
wonder
think,
where that saying comes from, Dale. There it is.
I don't think humans need any help or any motivation to put stuff up there.
You're probably right.
There's I feel like we hear about people winding up in the emergency room.
Emergency room.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they need any motivation.
Richard Gere, remember that?
Well, that's a rumor.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
But everybody knows it immediately.
Yes, everyone has heard it. Yes.
Now, if you're a certain age, watch this. You've never heard this one. What if I told you Rod Stewart and Elton? No, is it Elton John or Rod Stewart? You've heard the Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart, yeah.
That was
terrible. Yeah, the pump stomach.
Hey! Just say yes or no.
Have you heard it or not?
I heard it.
Yeah.
Everybody's heard
you
it.
You heard it by the time you were
Everybody
nine.
Everybody heard it.
By the
it.
Time you were in third grade, you heard
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
And I didn't need to hear that stuff in third grade. Can I just have a childhood? Can I just watch Monday Night Football without hearing about some fake story about Rod Stewart and the what else?
No, don't.
Oh, it's 10:02.
Yeah.
What Grok? Should we go? Yes, it's Sean Mapes.
It's not even 10:02. That Grok. Clock is
it's
slow.
Sean Mapes' turn. Sean hates when we go
it's
long.
It's 10:04.
Oh my God.
Yeah, look
that
at it on
clock,
the TV.
Oh my God, it's 10:04. We gotta. I mean, I'm working overtime. I need extra money for this overtime. I work.
Well, Todd was roaming around here wondering when your show would end. So
ask
him.
Well, it's ending now. And it's going to end with a little word of advice. Do your fantasy draft at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. How about that? Just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. But do your fantasy draft the weekend before at the DraftKings Sportsbook and watch college football. You've got college football on all day, right? You do your fantasy draft. You could do that even on Sunday, whatever. You could go there Saturday. They've got all kinds of great specials for you, wing specials, drink specials. There's different packages for your fantasy football draft. You get 12 guys. You guys are all at the casino. Bring your wives, beautiful hotel, restaurants, nightclubs. I mean, what? Bring the wives and have yourself a big time doing your fantasy draft. That's what? A couple, 3 hours and a whole weekend you're at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles? What? But you got to do it. You got to go to the website, Golden Nugget Lake Charles, goldennugget.com/Lake Charles, goldennugget.com/Lake Charles, or goldennuggetlc.com, and go see all of the different packages that you can get for your fantasy draft. It's awesome. We're going to do our fantasy draft there. Starts with next Thursday. We're going to pick our first contestant that's going to play with us at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Get there. goldennuggetlc.com.
ESPN 97.5. I assumed you knew.